Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo, VIP.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan alongside Gary Ellerson. I'm Radio Joe in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Leroy Butler will be joining us coming up in about 15 minutes, but we continue on with this conversation about Major League Baseball, the return, and to get another perspective from MLB.com and MLB Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Castro Vince. He is Anthony Castro Vince, and he joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Anthony, what's going on? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I'm just going to start off by asking you this. I mean, where is your level of optimism right now that not only with the season just starting on July 23rd, but also getting all the way to the end and finishing this thing?
Yeah, I mean, around the sport, there's a lot of optimism and pessimism, to be honest with you, just because it's reliant on so many factors, and many of them are out of the hands of MLB completely. You know, you're relying, first of all, on just players to kind of police themselves and handle themselves well off the field, which is difficult. But then just the national trend in general is very concerning at this moment. You know, when you look at certain states and, you know, states like Florida and Texas and Arizona in particular, right at this moment, at one time, just a couple months ago, those cities were identified as potential hubs for Major League season, right, for everybody to be based down there. So it goes to show how much things can change in a relatively short amount of time, and you're really at the mercy of the virus and where it spreads and where the outbreaks are, and so it's kind of a whack-a-mole kind of situation. So it's hard to be like extremely optimistic that they get this done, because it relies on so many factors. But you know, we all root for baseball to get even a shortened season in, and you know, they're going to try their best, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think when you look at baseball, I think all three sports are probably going to be a fluid situation. And with that being said, I mean, you've got the pandemic. We know that there's going to be some players test positive. I guess my question would be, how does baseball deal with that when you're going to have a number of guys testing positive?
Yeah, it's like the question is, not so much if a player here or there tests positive, but what happens if it really starts to take over a clubhouse, you know,
that
rapidly. And they're gonna do testing every other day for players and staff. But, you know, as you guys know, in a 48-hour period, a lot can happen with this virus and how quickly it can spread. So I don't think we know the answer to that question at large. Like, I don't think we know, I guess I should say, where the baseline is, where you cross this line and it's no longer sustainable to have a team and have a season. I don't know if it revolves around the caliber of player or the, you know, the star nature of a player, or if it's a certain number or what have you. We have seen positive cases. They shut down a couple spring training facilities last week. In the next week, you're going to hear about a lot of positive cases as players report. That's just the nature of the beast that we're dealing with. Now, hopefully they're all, you know, asymptomatic and mild at worst, which is, you know, generally been the case, but you don't know until it happens. So, obviously, you know, with in all likelihood, no minor league season, every team's going to have 20 guys on a sort of, you know, reserve squad that they can draw from at any given time. But, you know, I don't think any of us knows what that line is to where, okay, this team has, you know, 10 infections, 12 infections, 15 infections. Like, where's the point where you go, this is not sustainable? And then the other thing is just, if you have outbreaks in certain cities, you know, MLB has the ability to move teams to a neutral site, you know, should things get extremely bad in a certain location, like a Florida right now, you know, what we're seeing down there. You know, maybe that would be a situation where you have to uproot that team and those two teams, I should say, and move them. That's at the, you know, discretion of MLB. But that's why I say, I mean, whack-a-mole is a great term for it, because you could start here and end there. You know, you could start in one city and in another, and it's just going to be such a moving target. And baseball, just the way it's designed, and so many teams, and they did not get one game of the regular season in before this, you know, before this really all got real for everybody in the United States. Versus the NHL and NBA, which got the vast majority of the regular season in, and now it's just about completing the postseason, and you can do that in one or two cities. I mean, baseball is trying to do this in every city, every major league city, and it's a big undertaking, to say the least.
Talking with Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com here on the Wendy's Big Show. And, yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. The tipping point question of, you know, when does this get out of control? I mean, yeah, I mean, no one knows how to answer that, because this could go a million different ways. Let's go over to the actual 60-game season and just look at that. I mean, let's just assume that things go well and they don't halt the season. I want your thoughts first on this whole notion of a trade deadline. I mean, there will be a trade deadline on August 31st, but then when you look at this 60-game season and you look at the odds with the over-under on wins, I mean, like, legitimately 75% of teams in Major League Baseball could legitimately be in this all the way to the end based on win totals. I just wonder, does a trade deadline, will that play any part in this? I mean, let's just say most of these guys are healthy and things are going along okay. I mean, do you see any kind of activity that would happen in a trade deadline, you know, at the end of August?
Well, I mean, Lord knows I've been wrong before, but yeah, I struggle to see that being like as big of a factor in this particular season as it is in a normal season, just because of all the things you mentioned. And just, let's be honest, you could get to August 31st, which is the trade deadline. At any given moment, this house of cards could fall down. So are you going to, you know, make a blockbuster acquisition for a final month that, you know, might not happen? Like, at any given moment, it could end. So, and also, it's a contending team and a non-contending team. Well, first of all, it's harder for teams to fall completely out of contention in this environment. You know, everybody's right, tied for first place with 60 games to go. That's a pretty fun season if that was happening in 162. But also, you know, they usually happen involving prospects for major leaguers. Well, you know, you're limited right now as to who can even be traded from the prospect pool. I mentioned the 20-man groups that are in addition to the 40-man. The 60-man list is the only list you can trade from, you know. So right, so a lot of prospects aren't even involved in this scenario. A lot of those guys who are going to be on these 60-man lists are guys who are envisioned as potentially helping the big league team this year. So, and there will be some development, you know, some pure prospects on there as well, but not a great number. So to execute a trade in this environment is really difficult.
Well, let me ask you this. What does it look like for you traveling? I mean, how's going to affect your job? Have you guys got together and talked about it yet?
I'm going to be here in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm not moving. There's no incentive to, because of the excess is going to be Zoom calls for media. So, while I might go to games here in Cleveland, you know, and there's something to be said always in our business for, you know, soaking up the atmosphere and the color and all that. It's just a fundamentally different situation for media, and nobody's complaining. We all understand it. We're just saying,
right,
it's just different. There's not going to be the one-on-one, you know, interview opportunities and that sort of thing. So there's no reason why I would travel anywhere in this situation, and, you know, three young kids at home and, you know, putting anybody in danger to go watch a baseball game and not even have that access that I would normally have. So, you know, I think by now we're all a few months into this thing, in all facets of society, and we all kind of understand that this is a very strange time in our country.
Did they talk to you then about maybe would there be access to the clubhouse, or would you go to games, or will you just, because I know a lot of our guys here, we talked to our radio guys here, and they were saying, well, we're probably going to be doing it, you know, in the studios. We'll be sitting here while the game is going and doing play-by-play here from the studios. Have they talked to you guys about your availability as far as being, you know, at the games?
Yeah, TV's from the studio. Radio can travel, and the rest, as far as writers go, you can have up to 35 people, I believe, in the press box, all socially distanced. And again, no clubhouse access. So all interviews take place in a group setting, if you can call it that, but on a conference call, pregame, postgame, what have you. So again, it's just a very different situation in terms of the media coverage. And, you lose those relationships you build up just from being in the clubhouse and talking to guys one-on-one and, picking their brains about things going on in the sport and all that. But this is such a short season and unusual situation anyway. So it's, no skin off my back, but yeah, it's certainly a different way to do the job to cover a game. Mm-hmm. You don't get the access opportunities you once have, but again, it's not something worth putting, thinking about, complaining about, what have you, because we're all dealing with a unusual situation, the players included. So, but yeah, to introduce that element in the midst of, there's already so much they have to control just within themselves in terms of a clubhouse environment and, their own interactions, let alone introducing us grubby media members into the equation as well in the clubhouse. They don't need that right now.
Again, talking with Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com here in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. All right, so again, I just wanted to go back to, this whole notion that it's going to be a frenzy here with all these teams. And I guarantee you, if we do get to the 60th game, there will probably be a lot of teams that are trying to get into the postseason. Is there still a chance, though, Anthony? Because right now, there are no expanded playoffs here. It's still going to be the regular 10 teams. They weren't able to make that happen. But is there a chance that maybe MLB could change their mind and try to expand this thing out? Because I got to think there might be quite a few teams that are tied by the end of this season.
Well, I think it benefits everybody to have an expanded postseason. First of all, in general, I mean, there's just more money to be made, more TV, et cetera. But right, just in general with the situation, a shortened season lends itself to a longer postseason just because you really want to separate the good from the bad as best you can. And, that's the unfortunate reality of them not coming to an agreement. The MLB and the Players Association is they didn't get the up to 16 team playoffs like they wanted. And, that was just part of the proposal the players rejected. And they had their reasons for rejecting that proposal. But Tony Clark, the head of the players union, said he is open to the idea of negotiating that specific point. And maybe that's something they'll do here in that they have a month to do it. They have the next few weeks to do it. And I'd like to see that happen because, we all understand that this is 37% of the usual regular season. And it's just, you're going to have a lot of randomness that comes with that. You're going to have some probably not very good teams that contend. You'll probably have some very good teams that don't contend. You introduce the virus into the equation, which is throws all analysis out a window. It could just come down to which teams manage their health better than others. But speaking purely from a baseball perspective, you'd rather have an expanded postseason if a season's going to be this short. If we're talking just in terms of, the level of competition, you'd like to see that settled on the field. So it would be good if they could negotiate that and make that happen. That's unclear at the moment.
We will stay optimistic, but my God, it's going to be wild. He is Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Castrovince. Very simple. Anthony, thanks for the time, man, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Anthony.
You too, guys. Thanks for having me.
And he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? Well, the Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. On the other side, we will get Leroy Butler's thoughts on fans in the stands. And wait a minute, no more Lambeau Leap? Oh, I think we got to ask Leroy that too. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, Radio Joe. We'll have more after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.